Hey, hey, this is Rebbetzin Vefkan Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here in your ears. If you would like to access all of the links, workbook, or get your free one-on-one with me, go to connectedforreal.com/retreat. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat Day 5. This is about enhancing your intimacy. Day 1, 2, 3, and 4 were based on the CALM method. CALM stands for, connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer, master a higher level of consciousness. And this is an intuitive process. It's not something that you're going to have to work hard to memorize. It's something that once you get into it, it flows into each other. First, you just, what do I want? What's my body telling me? What's going on inside me? And then you ask God, you bring him into the situation, you turn to the right one. And so when you're finally looking at reality, you know what you want, you know you've got, you know, somebody's at your back, showing you, pushing you, guiding you. All you have to do is read reality, be attentive, look for the answers, listen. And you start reading the world a different way. And when you do, and you see that it's working, you bring it back to yourself. You master it. What does mastering mean? Mastering means think, tell people, talk about it, focus on it, celebrate it. Great. We have hot water today. My voice, thank God, has been doing great so far. We're past the halfway point, so please God, we shall continue successfully. It also means surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with the people who get it. When you say, oh, I got guidance to do this, that, the other, or I say, I got a download, right? My husband makes fun. He says it's a podcast word, but I sometimes say, I don't know, I didn't know what to do. And then I got a download and now I know I'm going to do this, or I'm doing the retreat again. It's like, oh, another download. Like, what's going on, right? I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll start journaling because I had so many ideas, right? And I know that it's from God, and I know that it's the answer to my prayer, and I know, right? So I'm able to follow much, much easier. And then what do? You tell the right people. The ones that get it, the ones that understand. This is the reason why I create a community, because it's so important to have other people who get it. Because some people are like, okay, she's just weird. So you don't want to tell those people. You can, because what's going to happen is they're going to start hearing it enough times that it will become normal. So in one of my implementation calls, this came up that we never have time to meet and then talk about important things with my husband. And then without saying anything, she says, you won't believe it. In the middle of Shabbos, my husband said that we have to sit down and talk about the important things this coming week. And she just couldn't believe it. And she was laughing because it came from him, even though she didn't say anything. All she did was talk about it with me. Right. So you see how getting in touch with what do I really want opens you up to allowing it in. It's an amazing thing. And we talk about in the program, in the Flow Mastermind, we work a lot on receiving, becoming a vessel, containing what's coming in, right? And being able to really overflow. Like, right? We're not only containing, but we're also allowing it to go through us. It's really beautiful. So I'm really proud of you. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, I love it. I love it when people send me private messages telling me all these cool things. Oh, okay. Let's get into intimacy. The way this started is because people asked. This was a download. Totally was. I was in a group program with a Dr. Ozzy Jankowicz. She collects all these women in business and does like a beautiful mastermind. And, you know, then she forces us. She like sets us up into groups and we connect with each other and it's really fun. So suddenly I had this idea. I had to do a masterclass for Black Friday. I'm like, Black Friday's coming. I don't have anything to offer. I'm going to offer a masterclass. I don't know what I'm going to do the masterclass on. So one of the ladies in the group says, you should do it in intimacy. And I was like, no, I don't know. Right? Not my topic. That was a long time ago before this became my topic. So that's how it started. I was like, no, I don't know. And then I posted on Facebook, would anybody be interested in a masterclass on intimacy? Everything that your Kala teacher didn't tell you, or, you know, things that you wish you knew. And everyone just went crazy over it. I had 9 people sign up. And so I ran this live masterclass. It was 1.5 hours long. I ended up running it again. And then I took those 2 and I merged them into 1 recording and I started selling it as a recording. So, you know, till today, you could still buy it. It's $97. It was a really good masterclass. And then once I started doing this retreat, I wanted to implement some of that into here because I think it's that important and it's a really important topic nobody is addressing. I don't know why. I'm not sure, you know, how this fell on, you know, in my lap. I sort of can guess, right? Because I'm a connected, practical, I can speak about it without really speaking about it, which makes people feel very comfortable. And so I guess those are the reasons why I'm doing this here today. But it was so successful that every time people will come to the retreat just for day 5. So hi, new people. I'm happy to have you here. Okay. So we're going to start with a little meditation because, you know, I like that. And then we are going to continue and talk about it. Ready? And take your pens. If you don't have the workbook, then just get a piece of paper, a notebook, journal. Get ready to write down stuff. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Sorry about my voice today. Let's start. Try again. This is one of the things I want you to focus on is your exhale. Because when you exhale, your body releases, releases the tension. On the exhale, you lower your shoulders, you relax your forehead, and with the exhale, you can really feel safe. We're going to talk about it. If you want to take the exhale to the next level of release, you can even exhale with some of your voice and make it a low pitch. Automatically, your body relaxes, releases, becomes present. Now I want you to visualize yourself letting go of the outside, everything that's happened until this point. And coming back to yourself. Imagine your husband is magically perfect. I know, Just come with me for this one. He's so excited about making you happy, about doing whatever it is that you need for you to feel safe and good. He's all in, and he wants to do what's best for you. He will do whatever it takes to delight you. And he has put everything on hold to be fully here for you. Look at him and see his face, his excitement, his presence. See how much he wants to be there for you. And he asks, what do you really want? What can I do for you? Get really deep into what you want. Feel yourself. Feel your soul. What would feel good for you? And visualize yourself telling him what to do. He'll do anything. It's up to you to guide him. So, what's something you really want? What's something you want from him? Take a moment and see yourself tell him, I really want you to fill in the sentence. Tell him what feels good for you. I want you to also make room for the resistance. The resistance that says, what? This is unattainable. This isn't even possible. Maybe it's, I'm not deserving. I'm not worthy. I can't ask for that. Maybe it's discomfort. And all that is okay. It's part of the journey. And it's usually coming along for the ride. And even with that resistance, you're allowed to want. And you're allowed to feel. And you get to be the driver and get in touch with yourself. When you're ready, you can take a deep breath, release a little. You can open your eyes when you're ready, slowly, slowly, and write down, what do you really want? I really want, or I really want you to. Writing is really important because it helps you catch those fleeting moments where things are clear. Yes, if you got more than one thing you want, definitely write it all down. You're allowed to want whatever you want, as much as you want. If you need more time to write, feel free to continue writing. Today we're going to talk about how to bring back the fireworks. Because this is a big question, big hot topic, right? We used to have fireworks, now we don't. What do I do? And we alluded to this when I told you about the story of, you know, you start your journey and it's all beautiful. And then suddenly you end up in the desert. Everybody's like, this is it. So don't park the car. Don't stop there. We're going to get more into it. We're going to talk about I'm often on the mood. Why is my husband on the mood? All about moods. How do you get it to feel amazing? And the most important point, which I find in women in business or extraordinary women, like I like to call them, women who are doing a lot of things and everything in their life is moving along and they're always up leveling. But for some reason, this aspect of my life is lagging. Right? It's like, why is that behind? So we want to get it up and running with everything else. Okay, so we're going to address that too. We just did the meditation. The next two parts are mindset and practical. Okay, we're going to try and have as many Q&As at the end. I pray that we have enough time. If you have any questions along the way, feel free to send them. I want to bring you back to day one, where we talked about what lights me up, what makes me come alive, what is fun for me, what makes me feel happy. Because you get to give yourself permission to enjoy life, and especially in intimacy. This is a permission slip you get to give to yourself. Nobody else is going to give it to you. You will not let it feel good because you don't let yourself feel good. And it doesn't have to do just with this. It's everywhere in my life. No, I need to always do for others. I can't give to myself. And we're all human and we're all mothers or wives or women. So it makes sense that this is how we're wired. But here's where we get to choose and be intentional. Give yourself permission to enjoy life. And when you do that, when you find the things that feel fun, and even the things that you're already doing, if you find ways to make it fun, if you find ways that, you know what would make this fun? If I turn on music, if I start moving my body, if I don't know, do it with a friend, whatever. I don't know, right? Things that you're anyway doing, find ways to make them fun. What happens when you get in touch with yourself and find what works for you, not what works for everyone else, but what works for you, is that you start giving yourself permission to do things the way that work for you. And that's amazing because only you need you to enjoy yourself. Okay, so we talked about the self-care and the self-love. And the list of things that make you happy. Now, hopefully you've been collecting things. It's not just homework for day one. It's something that is a, you know, lifelong process to keep looking for. Okay. We also said that marriage is really the center, the core of life. I find that I decided to choose marriage as my niche because when we can fix the marriage, everything else is fixed. Everything else falls into place. When a person's life feels like it's falling apart and every aspect of everything is just like out of whack, if you can focus on marriage and just align it and make it work, everything else works. The money, the children, the mother-in-law, the everything, everything falls into place. Because marriage is the core. And intimacy is the core of your marriage. So it's that important to be talking about it, even though nobody's doing it because it's uncomfortable. It's private. It's not something we talk about openly. But because it's the core, we got to address it. And who's the core of intimacy? The woman. You know, the guy is like running around like a little chicken around the wife, right? All he wants is just to make her happy. It's the way he measures his success. It's the way he sees himself. It's the way that he feels good, right? The biggest thing is like, yeah, I did it, right? There's so many examples where it's like, shkayach, right? His wife had a good finish and he's like, oh yeah. Like, and they wish they can really like celebrate this. Obviously they don't because they're private people and they're, you know, proper, but this is a huge thing. This is when they feel their biggest, their most amazing. They are so dependent on us. It's hysterical, right? We're the core. Knowing that now gives us the ability to focus on ourselves because it's not about you giving, it's about you receiving. And we're going to talk about that, the superpower, the feminine superpower. So we spoke about this. We're super different. We're inherently different physically, emotionally, spiritually. We are just created different. And we're created different so that we can complement each other, fill each other's blanks. God made it this way, right? So that we can work together, create a whole. But if he measures his success by her true happiness and she is uncomfortable being truly happy, right? We have a problem. Same with she needs to hear him express love in order to get into it. And he only expresses love after. So there's like a mismatch here. So being aware of these differences is going to really help you because it's really not personal. It's not about like, you don't love me. No, it's just the understanding that their ability to express only comes at the end. And so you can communicate and you can ask and you can, you know, I'll tell you more about how to explain this. We'll get really practical soon. But before we get practical, we need to work on mindset. Because everything starts up here. Four things. One, I am worthy of love, pleasure, happiness, delight. A lot of you, I know, I don't even have to ask you. A lot of you had resistance when we did the meditation because resistance is normal. It's part, it's built in. There's nothing to do about it. Like, it just is. But that resistance is the push for us to go above and beyond and work on our worthiness. And by the way, this is constant work, right? Even people feel worthy of $1 million. They're like, yeah, but a billion, I don't know. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me because I think my internet went out. Okay, awesome. So I am worthy of love, pleasure, happiness, delight, enjoyment, everything. Until you feel it, believe it. God put it here for you. Number I cannot be dependent on anyone else. I cannot hold on to or, you know, grabby. That grabby energy is really okay. So, number one, I am worthy of love, pleasure, happiness, delight, enjoyment. We got that? Good. Number two, I am responsible for my own happiness. Got that? That grabby, icky feeling of like, I need. It doesn't fill me up. You know, by the way, when you expect other people to fill you up, it's like that bottomless pit. I heard once Yael Trush say, you can never get enough of something you don't need. Right? And she's talking about like, you know, going and buying stuff to fill a need or spending money on something just because you're feeling depleted. You'll never get enough of something you don't need. Same thing with needing other people's approval, other people's love, other people's, you know, care. I need, that emptiness, that like thirst for something that you think it's going to fill you up. You think it's going to fill you up and nothing is enough. It just feels like there is a bottomless pit. It's because it's exactly that. When you're expecting your pit to be filled up by someone else and you are not responsible, you're not taking control, you are not intentional about filling yourself up, you will see that it is not enough ever. And then it will be so depressing for the person who's trying to fill you up because there's nothing they can do that fills you up. So it's like they're trying, but it's the most frustrating thing in the world. It's like parents and children, right? You're like, how much more can I give you before you could say thank you? Like, it's just one of those things that it's not about how much you do. It's not about how much you give, right? It's that taking responsibility for yourself, for your own happiness, for filling yourself up. And once you do, by the way, oh, it fills you up so quickly. You feel so good, right? Sometimes, like now, one of the things I took upon myself was to do water painting, watercolor. And I didn't get to it. And I know the second I sit down and give myself an hour or half an hour or whatever, just sit and be with myself with watercolors, I know I'm going to feel so good. But I haven't given myself the permission to stop everything and do it because I'm so busy, right? So I'm also in that like loop. I will do it. I will keep you all as my accountability people. Please God, by tomorrow or sometime by the end of the retreat, you will hear me say, I did it. Okay. Number three, my husband wants to delight me. One of the biggest mindset blocks we have is he doesn't care. He doesn't even want that. All he wants is about himself. Is such a lie. The thing he wants the most is to delight you. He will be so happy. He will feel so good. He will consider himself the king of the universe if he can get you to feel really, really good. So you got to change that switch. My husband wants to delight me. And this is related to number four. Receiving is the feminine giving. It's our superpower. I'll say that again because it's so powerful. Receiving is the feminine giving. It is our superpower. Now, can you imagine you have money to give to the poor people and you're walking around and there are no poor people? Everyone has just as much money and everyone is taken care of and everything is fine. There's nobody to help. You are going to feel so frustrated. It's really very similar to wanting to nurse a baby and the baby just doesn't want to nurse. You're like exploding. You're overflowing. You just want to give and there's no one to give to. It's physically painful. God wants to give. He wants to give, 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 give. And so what did he create? A world of humans who are limited and need to receive constantly. And then there's a relationship. And in our relationship as husband and wife, it's, you know, very much like a mirror so that we can learn how to perfect ourselves, how to be better people, how to receive. The husbands are made to give. By the way, all our life, we were taught give, give, give. Giving is the most important thing in marriage. If you give and he gives, everybody gives everything. Yay, it's all great. We're all givers. But it's awful. It's an awful thing. Because if we're all givers, nobody's receiving. You know what happens when a person wants to give and the other person's like, no thanks? It's a rejection. It doesn't just feel like, oh, whatever. It means no, go away. You have been rejected. It feels awful. And so, when we learn to receive, again, I told you in our program, a lot of our work is about receiving. Receiving the abundance from God, receiving from our husbands, receiving from the world, receiving from our clients. It's so important to learn. How can we, great question. How can we be responsible for our own happiness and then also be a receiver? Has nothing to do with each other, I don't think. You're responsible for your own happiness because when you find something would be fun, your responsibility is to go make it fun, right? I was walking today. I was standing on my porch and I saw the grass and I thought, oh, it would be so fun to go stand on the grass. But who does that? Who goes out like off their porch to go stand on the grass? And then I thought, me, like, why wouldn't I? It's right here. So I got off my porch and went to the grass and I felt the grass and it felt really nice. It was like squishy. And I was like, yes, this was worth it. Like, it's such small things. And we're all in that like loop of, yeah, but that's like for kids, right? The kids go and like lay on the grass or, you know, get themselves dirty or whatever, jump up and down, do fun things. You get to give yourself permission to enjoy anything you want. And as part of that, you are able to receive more. Because what's the grass for you to enjoy? What's, you know, our relationship with our husband for you to enjoy? So enjoy. Let yourself receive. Receive goodness. Remember in day one, someone said, great, now I know I'm responsible for my own happiness and I can fill myself up, so I don't need him anymore. It's like, no, that's not what we're talking about. You need him because now that you've learned how to receive, now that you've learned how to fill yourself up, how to allow yourself to be filled up, you don't have to do all the work, right? Now you're up-leveling. You're like, oh, I can fill myself up. Oh, I can fill myself up from things other people do too, just by letting it in. Like, cut all the work. Instead of having to make breakfast, I let my husband make me breakfast. Like, win-win for all of us. It's amazing, right? It's because I take responsibility for my own happiness and I learn to receive that I'm able to receive. Okay, so guess what? As we said, we're so different. Husbands are very easy, very simple. Women, we're complicated. Surprise, surprise, right? We are complicated. There's not one button. There's not one factor. There's not one switch. There's not one spot. There's a combination of a complication of sequence of events that has to happen for us to feel good. And it's so like, right? But it's just how we're built. It's not your fault. But first you have to feel listened to, and then you have to feel loved, and then you have to be touched this way and then touched that way. And then maybe like, you know, don't touch and yes, touch and forget it, right? We're very complicated. But that combination of sequence of events is a really important thing because now that you understand it, you're like, oh, okay. at least we understand we need something to happen. It's a very complicated something, but it's something. But here's the good news. You don't have to remember any of it. You don't have to remember how the sequence of events works and what happens if there's a detour and what happens if something goes wrong and how to get back on track. Nothing. All you need to do is communicate it, because your husband, your husband is built, his brain is literally built to memorize your sequences. He will learn, and his brain is built to collect information so that he can then use it to his advantage. So it's a wonderful thing, because you don't have to do anything except communicate. When something feels good, you communicate good, and your husband is collecting information. And then the next time, he's going to try that sequence, and he's going to find what of that sequence works better than what. And then he's going to adjust, and then he's going to reposition his thinking, and it's like very complicated in there. They love it. This is their job in life. By the way, it was so fun. One of the women called me after retreat number 4, I want to say, and said when she told her husband what I said about this, he said, "How does she know?" Like, he was shocked, because this is exactly what he's doing, is collecting information about his wife and how to make her happy, and then trying it out and seeing if it actually works. And he knows how to get her back on track if she loses track. Like, it's amazing, right? And what to do in every type of mood. Like, we have many moods. I don't have to tell you. So here are the ways to communicate, okay? First, focus on the good. I don't have to tell you, but I'm really good at being like, no, don't touch it. No, excuse me. I just had a baby, and excuse me. No, that doesn't feel good. Right? All day, I'm just saying what not to touch. At a certain point, your husband's like, okay, well, you left me no choice. It's like, out of the whole map, there's like, I could do this to your nose. Like, that's pretty much what's left, right? So she writes, she's cracking up. Yeah. So we need to learn to focus on the good. Focus on what does feel good. What feels good? And now I'm going to give you some really great stuff. Now, there's two times to communicate. There is the before and during. Before, like, I don't care, anytime before, during the day, that day, throughout the day, you know, at night, the night, whatever, whenever you want, all the time, right? You get to flirt, you get to fantasize, you get to get excited about stuff. Like, you can communicate what you wish for, or what you think, or what you learned, or what blah, 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 or something. Just communicate as much as you want, whenever you want, because communication is great. You don't have to, but you get to when you want to, okay? And during, there's this great, great piece of advice from Laura Doyle in her book, The Empowered Wife. And I really like a couple of things in her book very much. One of them is this tip. And she says, nonverbal communication. During, when you're actually together, you get to communicate without speaking. What does that sound like? Okay. You can make noises. You can exhale. You can, you know, wiggle, whatever you want to non-verbally communicate that something feels good. What happens when you do that is his brain goes ding, 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 ding. This is a good stuff. Remember this, memorize. And he is collecting that information. Over time, he's going to know what things work, and he's going to be able to create sequences to get you to feel really, really good every single time, or at least every time you allow it. Okay, I'm going to be very intentional about saying that, because I notice it in my own life. I have to tell you, when I was newly married, or not newly, but you know, newly enough, like, I don't know, I had 3 kids or something. I watched one of those like Good Morning America things. Like they had this lady come and talk about how she, her whole business is about like something, you know, helping women finish. And she thinks every woman should finish at least 3 to 4 times a week because it's very healthy for your, you know, stress levels and blah, 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 and all this great stuff. And I was like, lady, 3 to 4 times a week, maybe 3 to 4 times a year or a month, like max, like what? Right. And I was feeling very frustrated because she just said it as if it was like the easiest thing in the world. And she wasn't validating at all the fact that we don't talk about it, the fact that you don't give us any tools. We have no idea what we're talking about. Like we're all walking around like in the dark, literally. Right. Like, so when I learned this, I communicated to my husband finally for, you know, like a long time ago when we started these retreats, even before when we did the marriage, the masterclass. So like a year before the masterclass, I finally one day was like, okay, I read the book. I get what she's saying. I am committing to actually let myself feel good. And I said, I don't want to give up anymore. You know, like, cause a lot of times like, I'm just tired. I don't care. But no, I should care and I do want to care. So I communicated that. And ever since then, so sometimes when I say like, oh, I'm too tired. He's like, no, you're not. You want this. I know you do. He'll push me because he knows that I do. So it's nice. Okay. Side point. So nonverbal communication. Number two, yes. If you're going to say any word, make it yes. Yes is a wonderful word. It's a very powerful word. It makes the other person feel really good, like they're doing a good job. You like hearing yes. Communicate yes. Focus on the good. And number three, use your breath. Like I said in the beginning of this call, use your exhale. That low pitch. To relax your body and to communicate that you're feeling good. It helps your body. It helps communicate. It helps everything. Everyone wins when you give an exhale. Now, we cannot talk about this without speaking about boundaries. Because healthy boundaries are very important. One of my coaches wrote in a co-ed Facebook group. She didn't write. She saw someone write, no really means try again or keep trying. This guy posted about sales. If someone tells you no, it just means that you should just keep pushing, keep trying, try again. They're eventually going to say yes. And all the women in the group were like, what? That's disgusting. What a jerk. Why would you say that? No means no. And the guys were like, I don't know why you're saying, like, why are you taking this so personally? He's talking about sales. Somebody says no. He's saying, just keep trying. That's what he found in business. And they're like, no, you should respect people's boundaries. If they say no, you should just be no, right? And this was going back and forth. Men and women were fighting on the same thread about what does no mean? And you know why? Because to men, no means a lot of things. And so, I mean, they're wired to just go for it. They're the confident ones, like, right? They, if there's a choice between like no means no and no means yes, they're going to choose no means yes because it means they might have a chance. So they're just going to keep going with no means yes in business and sales and everything. For women, they think that no means no. And so we're communicating, we're saying the same word, but we're not actually saying the same things. And here's the bigger problem behind all this. Ready? Sometimes we mean like, no, try again. And sometimes we're like, no, no. Okay, maybe. Okay, fine. Okay, no, no, no. No, but yes. No, but no. No, but maybe. We're not even sure what no means anymore. So step one in boundaries is get really clear on connect to yourself. What do I really want? Yes, no, maybe, so just be clear, right? And then when you communicate it in a way that means what you say or says what you mean. Communicate your actual boundary. And here is the best, most important part, step three. Keep your promises to yourself. Do not put down a boundary if you're not going to uphold the boundary. It's just not going to serve you. It's the worst thing you can do for yourself. Because then the next time it's like, oh, she doesn't really mean it. I know, because all the other times she didn't. But no, if no means no, then this is the red line and nobody passes the red line. And so I'm going to keep that promise to myself. I'm going to say no and I'm going to keep to the no. And then it's going to be great because I don't have to fight for my no's or anything. I just communicate and he understands clearly what I want. Now, as I said, he's wired to question the no because his brain needs to know what the no means. So you're going to put down the boundary and then he's going to push the boundary and then you're going to hold the boundary. And then he's going to say, oh, okay. If you've been like the type that doesn't hold her boundaries for a long time, he might push again and again. But, you know, this is practice and this is something that grows on all of us. We get to perfect our no's and get really clear on what we want and our boundaries. And boundaries is a wonderful topic that keeps coming around because it is exactly that. It's so complex. But it's really important that you know when your no's mean no. And then when they do, you hold to them. And this is just really about keeping your promises to yourself. If someone else asked you to keep a promise to them, like, hey, you said we were going to meet, you would meet. If somebody said, oh, you promised you would make me supper, you would make them supper. Oh, but for yourself, okay? So that's really important. Okay. Okay. So now we're going to talk about results. We all want to get to the end. Everybody is going for something, right? We're all working towards that. But the problem is that when you have a result and you're very driven to get somewhere, you're not very present. And there's a lot of pressure. And it's absolutely no fun. So really, the only way that we can turn that around and get to the result is to let go of the result. The 3 points of the boundaries. Number one, get really clear about your no. Number two, communicate your no. And number three, hold your boundary when it's pushed. Those are the 3 points. Okay, back to the results. We have a result. We all want to get to the result, right? And this is obviously about every result. But here specifically, it's very important because your body is physically tense. So if you let go of the result and you just get present, there is no pressure. There's time to play. There's time to discover. There's time to practice. I mean, thank God we're all married. So we have plenty of time to practice. We're not, you know, in one of those relationships where it's like running after this and that and the other. There is no destination. The goal is to have fun. The goal is to be happy. The goal is to enjoy and play and discover. So let yourself do that. And while doing that and being present, Your body is now a lot more open to allowing itself to just be. And that's the recipe for getting the results. Right? As a business coach, I can tell you it's also the recipe for getting results in business, in life. It's fun that I get to be a business coach and a marriage coach, and then I could bring the two together. It's fun, right? Okay. We're going to talk about the fireworks a little bit because the most often I hear people say, I want to go back to the good old days. Where did the fireworks go? How do I revive my excitement? What's going on? And here I want to talk to you about something very serious. When you're saying things like this, I want to go back to the good old days. Where did the fireworks go? I wish we could go back to. You're going in the wrong direction. There's only one way to live forward. So worrying about, hoping for, wishing for the past is just holding you back. So could you imagine driving through the desert being held back by wanting to constantly look back to where you came from instead of keep going forward to where you're going? Everybody, every single couple is going to start out, we're married, and then have a dip. No money, something with health, something with children, something with in-laws, something with, I don't know, life. Everybody has life. Everybody hits certain things that take them off, and things become routine, and things become just, it's part of the journey, and it's okay. Totally legit. The thing that's not okay is staying there. It's parking there. It's being like, oh, yeah, this is it. Everybody's saying this is it. I guess this is it. So let me tell you, this is not it. Take your hands off the brake. Start moving forward. If you keep going and you pass that dip, on the other side of that, there is a much deeper connection. There is a much more authentic love. There is something so much greater because you are now not two superficial people who think they're in love. You are two real deep people who went through real deep stuff and got out on the other side feeling so much more than what you were. You have a deeper connection, a deeper relationship. You have created a bond. Nobody went through life like that with you, through those things with you, other than your husband. And so you get to the other side with the tools and the guidance and, you know, everything that you need in order to get there. And things start to look up, but they don't just look up. The fireworks in that future, in that forward facing, are so much brighter. They're so much greater. They are the best fireworks ever. You're going to laugh at those previous fireworks. You're going to be like, what? That's what I was hoping for? Forget it. This is amazing. There's like nothing better than this. The fireworks are so much more awesome. Because there is that depth, because there's that authenticity, because you're not doing things for other people anymore, because you let go of all the fake, because you let go of all the masks and all the things that were in your way and all the people that you were supposed to do things for. Forget it. You've just completely became the person that you needed to be. And that place feels so good. That I want you to stop. And this is a hard thing because letting go of something in order to go somewhere else means that you're not holding on to anything, right? If you're holding on to the back, at least you have something. But if you have to let go in order to be propelled forward, this is difficult. And I want you to believe in yourself that you can And I want you to trust that people before you who have done it are telling you it's there. And let go and face forward and move ahead. Make decisions from a place of where you want to be and not from the place of where you are. If you make a decision based on where you are, and this, by the way, is about everything in life. If I make a decision of where I am now, it's like, I don't know, do I have the money for this? Whatever, right? If I make the decision from the place of where I need to be, where I want to be, oh, okay, that person would make this decision because this will get me there. It will move you out of comfort zone and it will get you where you want to be. So, in order to become more attractive, beautiful, and confident, the best skill, the best tool is to be grateful. And if you don't get anything else from this conversation, get this. Say thank you. Say thank you to your husband for trying so hard, for not giving up, even though he was helpless. Even though you're giving him no's and no's and no's and no's, he was like, I don't know what else she wants. And then we blame him because he's not okay. Right? I gave you no good information and you still didn't figure it out. And he still kept going. Thank him. Thank him for being here. Thank him for trying. Thank him for loving you. Thank him for pretending. Thank him for whatever you want. And when it actually works and you feel really good and he's successful at delighting you and making you feel loved, thank him. Don't take anything for granted. It when a woman thanks, by the way, I heard Rivka Malka Perlman speak about this, and she says, you become royalty when you stop apologizing and you start thanking. When instead of saying, I'm so sorry, I'm late, I'm so sorry, I'm late, I had a thing and I was late and I'm so sorry, you say, thank you so much for being so patient with me. Same situation, different energy. And it's amazing because it changed my life when I heard that from her. I no longer apologize for everything. Now I try really hard to think, how can I turn this into a thank you? Thank you for being patient. Thank you for being so understanding. Thank you for accepting me the way I am. I mess up all the time, guys. I mess up so often. And my husband is so nice to me. So in the past, I used to be annoyed with him. Why do I have to mess up so many times? It must be that you're not communicating properly, or it must be that you did something wrong, or whatever it is. Like, just take responsibility and do it in a way that makes you attractive, beautiful, and confident. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with me. Tomorrow, design the atmosphere of your home, day 6. Super awesome. Don't miss it. I designed this retreat to be really good every single day. So like people are like, should I miss this one? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not taking any responsibility for your misses, right? Like make them up. You have until the end of the week to make up any of the recordings. You got them by email and you have them also in the WhatsApp group. I met with so many amazing women so far in the implementation calls. And if you haven't scheduled implementation call or consultation, please do. I love to meet my people. I love to say hello. I love to hear feedback. It makes me feel so good. And it's a way of you thanking me, and it's a way of me being able to serve you. People think I'm crazy, that I'm giving too much. And I was just reading in my journal when I was starting the retreats, was it like 3 years ago, that I just feel so in alignment with the way I designed it that I'm not changing any of it. It just feels so good. So I'm just going to keep doing it. Please God. So far, I took it by myself to get to 10. We're up to 8. So praying that I'm successful at doing that. Okay. Thank you so much. If you are interested in any of the things I offer, get in touch with me. I have offers for everyone, pretty much. And I love you all. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Mwah. All the best. From strength to strength. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Mwah. Bye. I love you. See you tomorrow. It's me again, Rebbetzin Bapren Grossman, and I wanted to make sure that you loved it. If you want to go deeper and actually come live to the sessions of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, please visit connectedforreal.com/retreat. As part of the retreat, you get to meet one-on-one with me on an implementation call, and you have access to that link when you sign up. Make sure you download the workbook. You have also access to the WhatsApp group and a bunch of other bonuses. So go and enjoy. connectedforreal.com/retreat.